Hello, this is Joe Tomlin. I'm at the Edinburgh Fringe, and I'm talking with a one-person show performer. Please introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Matthew Roberts, and I have written and performed Canoe, which is directed by Struan Leslie, and he was also the dramaturg on the project.
Now, you've done several one-man shows, one-person shows. What draws you to do this sort of theatre?
I think essentially it's to get the writing out there in the original form. I think when we did, back in the day, we did Holiday Odyssey for K18. That was a one-man, and then it was a duo. And then recently we've just done it as a cast of nine. And then when we did Sunny Runny Runcorn, which was the first time I'd done a solo show here, and seen the reception that went, there's almost like there's episodes for each single one of those characters, and that can be developed. And so coming to something like Canoe, this time last year originally was a four-hander, and approaching different people saying, how could I accessibly get this on stage? The form is a beautiful thing in itself, but also the content could be morphed into a one-man show beautifully.
So it's really coming from the writing as your impetus.
Yes.
And have you always written? And
I have. I remember as a kid, you know, when we were sat on the green floor in primary school watching the first version of The Hobbit. What I learned of back at St. Clement's, it was like a white van, no pun intended, drove up. These three people got out. What I understood now was flats, and they had this puppetry, and they did an enactment of The Hobbit. And then when we did a radio project in primary school, you know, we were edited the twits, and then we did The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. So there was always writing and then putting voices to it and actions.
So how is it when you become the characters or you're actually in front of an audience? How difficult or easy was that for you, making the transition of putting your writing out there?
I think there's a difference now where Matthew as the writer starts and stops, and where Matthew as the performer begins and ends. And that was really extraordinary, because it's really easy learning your own lines. Absolutely not. That's been channeled from somewhere completely different. And then embodying the language is very different to creating the language.
So how do you edit your work?
Is it successful? Did they laugh? Did they cry? Did they think? If it depends on the audience. That's what I'm there for, to tell those audience those stories. And just seeing their reaction or going, hang on, we've gone on a bit here, we can cut that. And looking at the threads or the images or the rhythm, the language, or the messages and the meanings that I want to convey.
So you've also been producing your own work for several years. How has that been working? What are the skills that you need to be able to produce your own work?
I think in my early 20s, I'm 40 now, so in my early 20s I was a tour manager. Me driver, 52 people on a coach, going around Western Europe. You know, you'd be going into Paris, but then you'd be planning to go, who wants to go to the Mozart concert? Or when we come out of Vienna, we're going to be going back into, you know, whitewater rafting. So that kind of organisational skills, and also in terms of the holiday industry and the tourist industry, I already had. So I was able to transfer them. I mean, I've got me 25-day action plan of every single hour. Where am I going? What am I doing? Eating, drinking, and having some downtime. So the management and the organisation of that. And, you know, editing, making sure you've got time for the Twitter, time for chatting to people, time for enjoying and being inspired by other people's work. I think producing it. I mean, when I did Sunny Runny Runcorn, producing that, I knew it was the niche. It was the nut of the niche. And just to see how that went, and just seeing how things can develop.
Do you have any advice for people who are coming up, starting to do create one-person shows that they've probably written, and how they can get it in front of people or produce it? What would your 20-year-old self like for advice?
Just believe, to thine own self be true. Believe in your work. Believe in what you're doing. You are the process, you are the provider, and you are the product, and the triangulation of those things. And you've got to nurture yourself, and you've got to remember it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. You pace yourself. And the idea of walking away from a piece that you've written for a week and coming back to it, even though when you've rested and you've slept well, and it will speak to you. in a different way. Allow the openness of other people's ideas to help shape and sculpt. And also having a beautiful group of people around you who are ambassadors for your work, who are champions of your voice. We all need a backer. You know, those people, and they might not be particularly in the arts industry. It might be from very, very, very different backgrounds. But there's an enrichment in that.
And I wanted to just talk briefly about the topics that you've chosen, starting with going back to Sunny Runny Runcorn. Why did you choose that as a topic?
Well, someone had written about the place where I was born and bred on the Worst Places to Live website, and they'd absolutely defecated on it. You know, I got 3 grade A's at A-level. You know, the school where I was, they introduced me to Iris Murdoch, The Bell, Hamlet, The Duchess of Malfi, The Changeling, Ted Hughes poetry. It was awesome. And, you know, you've got Owen Jones in, like, The Demonization of the Working Class and, you know Your Place, a recent book. And I didn't realise what I was doing. I was finding my own way through. And I was, like, championing unvoiced people. So that's where people like Timmy Tank, you know, one of the highest rates of recruitment for the army is up north. You know, when you've got no roof over your head or you're homeless, you know, you're going to get 3 meals a day, but you might risk your life. And then when you've got that age concern angle with, like, Lick It Lil, they are very humorous. That sounds very serious now. But when I think that's it, there is a bubble and a buoyancy and a magic to them. But they're very, very serious characters. They are those that have been marginalised and pushed to the side. I wanted to put them to the centre and champion them, you know, in the way Arthur Miller would, the everyman.
Okay. Thank you very much for talking with us this afternoon, and the best of luck for the future.
Thank you.